Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, Sign Guy with you here on a special edition of the show. I am joined today by Troy Van Zant, and he is here to talk about a huge show coming to Shelbyville, Indiana, this coming Saturday, the 9th. It's the debut show for a brand new promotion, All-Star Pro Wrestling. So, Troy, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, this is a brand new company opening up on Saturday, and the show is going to be at the West Street United Methodist Church there in Shelbyville. I know you've performed in Shelbyville many, many times in your career. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what led you to getting All-Star Pro Wrestling started?
I just still have that drive to, like, promote and run and, you know, do good shows. And the place I was at, they weren't on board with me. We couldn't agree on that. And so, you know, I had the resources, and I'm just going to go ahead and give it a shot, run it on my own, see what we can do with it.
Now, this show, if I'm understanding things, a benefit show there at the West Street United Methodist Church. You want to tell us a little bit about what led you to running the debut show as a benefit and what kind of ties you had in with the church?
Yeah, well, it's the church me and my wife got married at. It's a church we attend. Probably more, we should attend more, but we do attend this church. When my son Nolan passed, they really stepped up, and Pastor Reed, you know, he really talked to me a lot and kind of helped me through some hard times. And then, you know, talking to my mother-in-law, who's a big member of the church, said, you know, they're having problems, you know, raising money. So I was like, I think I can do a wrestling show and, raise you guys some money since you guys helped me so much. So, and plus, you know, with All-Star, our goal is, you know, for many years, Shelbyville took care of, you know, the Van Zants and New Era Wrestling, you know, and I just feel like we need to give more back, and that's, you know, that's my goal, is give more back to the community that's gave us a lot through the years.
Now, you have been synonymous with wrestling there in Shelbyville for a number of years. If you go into certain establishments, you can see your picture on the wall. What's it like knowing you're going into this brand new company, but you've got already an established repertoire with the people there in Shelbyville? You know the people, you know the community. So even though it's a new company, you're basically established there in Shelbyville.
Right. Right. I mean, this would be the best place for me to start somewhere. Like I said, because this town is always taking care of me and my brother when it comes to wrestling. They've always supported us, always had our backs. And, you know, I just think it's time for us to give back, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Obviously, anytime you start a brand new company, there's a lot of groundwork that needs to be done. You have to not only get the promotion in your head as to what you want to do to promote and so forth, you have to assemble a roster of people both for in the ring and out of the ring duties. You have to have the ring crew, you have to have people that can do concessions and sound and the timekeeping, all of that. Obviously, you're a veteran in the wrestling business. You've been around for a number of years. You know a lot of people. When you decided to start this project, how easy or how hard was it to get people on board with what you wanted to do and assemble the proper people?
Really, it hasn't been that bad. There's a couple guys I wanted, but they didn't want to come over because, you know, there is another company here running in town. They didn't want to get involved, you know, thinking there's going to be a war or something. But, you know, for the most part, everybody's been a big help, willing to help, you know, and kind of, I guess, kind of excited that I'm doing it again. So it hasn't really been that big of a problem.
Now, in the city of Shelbyville, of course, it's not a huge metropolitan city, but, you know, decent mid-sized town there in Indiana. You're known in the community. How was it getting the word out to the people and actually doing the promotional end of it so far? Did you find it was fairly easy since you know Shelbyville, or did you experience a little bit of problems getting the word out and being able to promote since there is another company in town?
For the most part, no. Everybody was like, oh, I'm glad you're doing it again. There was a couple places where, you know, of course, the other companies involved was like, well, I don't, you know, don't want to cause no conflict. And I understand that because that's not my goal or my intention to, you know. But for the most part, it was just like old days, and walk in and talk to them, and they were excited about it, willing to help, willing to hang flyers. So, I mean, it's really not been that hard at all. It's been very smooth so far, which is scaring me.
I think the more scared the promoter, the more successful the show in my several years in the business.
Well, I hope you're right, because, you know, I really want to help these people out, and, you know, as much money as we can raise for them, the better, you know. Because, like I said, they were – Pastor Reed has been there for us since, you know, Nolan passed, and I'll never be able to repay him, but this is one of the ways I think I could try. And, well, it's a good cause. They're good people there.
Now, this obviously is the first show, but do you have plans in place already for some follow-up shows? Have you been scouting locations, or do you see this as being a fixture as far as locations for you? What's the plans moving forward?
This won't be the mainstay. I'm going to take it slow at first because, you know, I'm starting from ground up again. You know, I lost the ring I had and all that other good stuff. So I'm starting all over, but it's all right. I got the resources to do it. But I'm not going to go month to month yet. I'm looking at next show in April, maybe May. I'm working on the building now. We've already got another show set in September for Shelby Days, which is downtown on the Circle. I mean, if you've ever been to Shelby, you know what the Circle is. And that's a pretty big event. So, I mean, it's coming in there. I got a couple of guys I'm talking to and a couple of venues. We might try the theater this year. We've been talking about doing maybe a wrestling show during the day when it goes dark, playing, you know, a couple of wrestling-related movies and seeing how that do. I mean, we got some things on the works. So we're definitely going to, you know, I say by the end of 2016, maybe early 2017, we'll be running full-time.
Are you saying there's a chance someone's going to moonsault off the Bears of Shelbyville?
Bobby Black might do that. I mean, he is booked on the show, so, you know, you never know with that guy.
That's very true. I could see him moonsaulting off of a bear. Now, obviously, the main event has been promoted fairly heavily. Your brother Tom versus Clint Poe, who's an extremely large individual, but can you tell us a little bit about who else the fans can expect to see this coming Saturday?
Well, the other match that's guaranteed they'll see is Trevor Court versus Joey Owens, the chairman. To me, that match is going to be worth price of admission alone. I mean, we all know who Joey is. I mean, he's been around a long time, too, and he's, you know, very good performer. But I mean, if you haven't seen Trevor Court before, you've been missing, because that dude's awesome.
Absolutely. I believe the first time I saw JKO, he was roughly the same age as his son right now.
Oh. His son's on my show, too. He's taking on Sean Kemp, which they've been doing that all over Indiana and tearing it up. And for as young as these two kids are, they sure do got a grip on the game. You know what I mean? They understand it better than some guys that's been around 5 or 6 years, you know. And they're both very talented, and if they can stick with it, they're going to go places. That's just how I feel.
I've been saying the same thing for the last 3 years. Both of them extremely young still. Do they kind of remind you of yourself and Tom when you guys were getting your start and you guys maybe weren't quite that young, but you started off, you know, fairly skilled in your own right when you and Tom broke in?
I wish I had started as young as then. We were in, I think, 20 and 21 when we started. Maybe not. Maybe a little bit older. But Sean reminds me of myself a little bit. But then again, you'll see him, and then you're like, no, that's your dad. But, I mean, he's got some Van Zandt in him. That's for damn sure. And then Jonathan, he's just, I don't know. He's becoming a pretty good high flyer, and that's something that I did early in my career, but, I mean, I don't know. They're both very talented and getting very good very quick.
Jonathan, very different style from his grandfather, I'll say that for him.
Yeah. Makes you wonder who he got it from, because his daddy and his grandfather don't fly that much.
I saw his dad fly around 20 years ago. He was...
All Barstool don't count.
Well... Okay, you got me there. Now, this show being in a church, what can the fans expect as far as the type of show you're going to present? Do you have a blueprint as far as style and what you will allow the performers to do and not do?
Of course, you got lots, you know, watch the language when you go into church. And I'm not going to limit nobody as long as they don't get crazy. And, I mean, of course, there ain't going to be no hardcore or nothing like that. But, I mean, to me, there's no limits out there. Do what you do, entertain these people, and make them feel like they got their money's worth. That's just how I feel about wrestling.
So no F-bombs when they're doing the light tube smashing is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah, we won't. That won't happen. That'll be about the only thing that probably won't be allowed.
There goes half my move set. But now, looking kind of down the road a little bit, you've already got some groundwork laid for future shows. You have your roster for Saturday. If there's people out there that are listening to this right now that are in the business, how would it be best for them to be considered for future events if they're interested?
You talking about how to contact me?
Yeah, how would they be considered for future bookings down the road?
Just contact me on Facebook. Or if you see me at a show, you know, approach me and talk to me. I'm open to giving everybody a chance and... I mean, there ain't too many people I probably wouldn't shoot down. You know, I don't know. It just depends on what I need and what I'm trying to do at the moment. I mean, I'm hoping most of these guys I got on this show will be able to stay with me in future. But, you know how the business works.
I sure do. Now, coming up on Saturday, like we said earlier, your brother Tom and Clint Poe in the main event. Both of those gentlemen, very well known in Shelbyville, they're from the area. Was that specifically designed to have a couple of Shelbyville locals to be in the first show's main event, or did that just kind of happen as a coincidence?
No, it's kind of planned. I mean, when I book shows before, I always try to take care of the locals because, you know, let's be honest, that's who everybody really coming to see. It don't matter who you bring in from however far away and how good they are. I mean, yes, they help the show, but your locals are the ones that build your show, and that's who you got to take care of. And these two guys are going to be my top guys if we can keep them there and move forward. So, I mean, I don't really plan on staying in the show, but I got to, you know, my eyes on other places, like hit other towns that that I know successful shows have ran at that no one's even touching anymore. So I'm going to go get a couple of those places a shot and just see what happens.
Do you see this as maybe kind of a gateway for how wrestling used to be, where a promotion would go all over the state and hit several towns, or do you see yourself kind of being more like it is now, where you pick one or two towns and trying to stay within just a few towns to build up those towns?
Well, of course, Shovel will probably be our home base. But, I mean, I really like to get out and, you know, hit the surrounding counties or, you know, where they're not really getting indie wrestling. They're only getting TV wrestling. I'm just hitting, I don't know. I don't like staying in one place. So I think show will be our base, but we will branch out and do other shows in other areas.
And you mentioned TV wrestling. Do you think that, for the most part, the fans that are going to be coming out to your show Saturday, are they going to be people that follow the wrestling business as a whole and watch a lot of the televised shows, be it WWE or Impact or Ring of Honor? Or do you think that your core base will be independent fans that only follow what happens locally within a square radius of their house?
Well, I think, I know we sold the tickets all over the place. I think that the church crowd that's going to come in, they're more TV-based because, you know, that's all they watch. But I know a lot of the other crowd that's coming in, you know, they watch all the indie shows they can and all the stuff on the internet that they can. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a good mix.
Do you think that makes it easier, or does it make it harder for you as a promoter to know how to promote and how to present shows when you have a mix of people that are into the television aspect of the business and a certain amount of fans that are into the independent and the traditional professional wrestling style of show?
I've always thought that was easy. I know a lot of shows, they're like, oh, no, we want this style on our show only, or this style on our show only. To me, you book 6 or 7 matches, and each match needs to be different. So you let someone do a TV style, then you let someone do an indie style, then, you know, whatever style they're good at. On my show, I feel like you'll get the best of everything, not just, you know, one style. Because, I mean, fans, I mean, they're so picky anymore, you know, about what style they like. So if you throw every kind of style on one show, you're going to kind of make everybody happy.
Very true. Similar to the circus, not everybody went to see the clown. Some people went to see the trapeze artist.
Right. I mean, we are a circus. We're just with people.
Absolutely. We talked a little bit earlier about a couple of the other matches. Where do you see the matches on Saturday going? Do you see that, like, a Trevor Court and JKO might be a match that'll happen Saturday and be done? Or do you see this as kind of a long-time program between the two of them? We might get a series of matches between those guys?
If it goes well, yeah. basically, I mean, the only storyline I'm probably going to try to bring out of this show is Tom Van Zandt versus Clint Poe. But if Trevor and Joey do, you know, extremely well, then why not? I'm not going to close the door or anything. Right now, since, you know, we're not a monthly, we're going one show at a time, and we're just trying to entertain the fans. And then when we go monthly or bi-weekly, because we kind of talked about doing that, we'll get more into telling stories and giving them feuds. And right now, just to make sure they have fun and they get the best show they could possibly get for the, you know, $10 they paid for the ticket.
Now, can you tell the fans where exactly they can purchase tickets if they're looking to grab a few tickets between now and Saturday?
They can call me directly on my cell phone. On the flyer, there's a hotline number. Tickets will be at the door. I think we have 50 left, I think. Last I heard, we only have 50 left. Right now, we don't have a location that sells tickets, but you know, we'll get you tickets. You contact me or call the hotline number. We'll get you tickets. Or there should be still some because it's not a sold-out show yet, but we sold a lot.
50 is not that many to sell between now and Saturday.
Well, we only printed X amount of tickets because we can get X amount of people in there. We have 50 tickets left, so.
Absolutely. Can't sell more than the building a hole, I always say.
Right. And trust me, I'm going to try to squeeze as many people in there as I can so we can take care of that church.
But, absolutely.
I don't want our show to get you.
Yeah, until the fire marshal says stop, you can try to get as many in there as you can. Now, for the people that might be listening that are sort of new to the Indiana scene, people that are close enough to drive over and check it out, could you maybe describe your main eventers, Tom Van Zandt and Clint Poe, to the people? Because I know them very well myself, but for people that are listening and may not be familiar with them just yet, could you maybe describe them so the people get a feel for what they're going to see in the main?
Well, you're going to see my brother, being Tom, you know, the American Cyclone, he's going to... The fact is, he's not stronger than Clint Poe. I haven't seen a man yet stronger than Clint Poe, but... So I'm sure Tom will be using his psychology and his dirty tricks, you know, to get through the match. And if you ain't ever seen Clint Poe, he's a big dude that is very strong. Very strong. So, I don't know how to put it out, what they're going to see, but I'm sure what they'll see will be damn good.
Clint Poe, much newer to the business than your brother, but he's very well known in Shelbyville. The last time I was in that area, people would come up to me and ask me if I knew who Clint Poe was. So he's definitely getting a name, because that happened a few times when I was in Shelbyville last.
Great. Yeah, he's pretty well known and well liked. They're kind of taking care of him like they took care of us back in our early days. So it's a good thing to see the community getting around him.
Always nice to have the community back in your main eventers.
That's absolutely right.
Now, the two of them, to my knowledge, they've never had a really sustained feud or anything. What do you think going into Saturday is going to be the mindset of both of them? Because obviously they know each other. I think they've been in the ring against each other before, but never really main evented a show that I know of one-on-one.
Right. Well, they did when I did my charity, well, it wasn't a charity show, it was a free show at a benefit ride for my son. They wrestled each other and had a very good match. I think it was like the third match on the card. Probably was one of the best matches on the card that day. I don't know. They're going to get a good match. They're going to get something they're going to enjoy and take home and talk about. So, I mean, it'll be a good one.
Now, one person we've not discussed if they are going to be wrestling in the ring on Saturday or night happens to be yourself. Do you plan on being in the ring physically, or are you going to sit this one out so you can be the promoter and handle things that need to be handled that way?
Right now it's 50-50. I got a lot of people saying they want to see me wrestle, but I kind of want to, you know, I'm getting to that point in my career where I kind of want to promote and just sit back. I think I'm going to do a tag match. I think me and Apollo Starr is going to tag up. And we're going to take on Bobby Black and Dylan Swango.
So it'll be like TV shooters then?
Southern Soul is what I call it.
Aha! Uh-huh. I knew there had to be a name. Now, Bobby Black and Dylan Swango, very, very good talents as well. And for the fans that are thinking of making the trip that aren't familiar, I've said for a long time Bobby Black might be the most underrated guy in the entire Midwest. Can you describe Bobby Black to the people that are listening?
I agree with you. He's very underestimated. He's a good, solid worker. When he's head straight, he is one of the best guys around, you know. He's a good high flyer. He can do it all, really. Technical wrestle, you know. You name it, Bobby can do it, and he does it well.
Absolutely. Dylan also sort of a newer talent. He's not been around for a very long time, but he's also kind of gaining a reputation. He's one of the new generation, I guess you'd say, of Indiana-based wrestlers. Can you describe Dylan a little bit to the listeners?
He's another, you know, young, coming along guy. He's always been respectful to us and always, you know, asked our advice in the locker room. It's like, you know, guys like that, you want to give a chance. He's a powerhouse. He's strong, pretty good-sized boy. So, I mean, kind of got a chip on his shoulder, a little bit of an attitude, but I think we all did when we were a little bit younger. So, they'll get their money's worth out of Dylan.
You know, if you're out of Indiana and your name's Dylan, usually good things happen to you, I've noticed.
Yeah. Let's hope the same thing has happened to Dylan Bostic happens to Dylan Swango, right?
Absolutely. He's off to a good start, though.
He's doing all right. He's got a... One thing I'll say about Dylan Bostic, not to get off the subject, though, he's got the work ethic that people need to have to make it in this business. And Dylan's putting it in. He's putting in the work a lot harder than a lot of other people, so that's why I believe Dylan will make it a lot farther than anybody else.
Very true. Now, you being in a tag match, and you're kind of going to focus more on promoting and then wrestling, at least to get started initially. A few shows down the road from now, do you see yourself staying as kind of down lower in the card and wrestling tag matches and preliminary matches, or do you want to eventually kind of work your way up the card as things get cemented a little bit better for the company?
Right now, I'm just going to do what is needed, fill spots. But when I run a show, I completely listen to the fans. So if the fans start hollering, they want me, I'll show up. If they start hollering, you know, they want TJ Kemp, that's who I'm going to give them, you know? So I don't just book my buddies and, you know, like, this is my buddy for the ones over. No, I booked you because I thought you had talent, and then the fans respected you. So that's where it comes from. That's where I'll put you from.
Now, we talked about Sean. You mentioned TJ Kemp. Is TJ Kemp going to be there also?
Yeah, TJ's going to be there, and he's taking on a newcomer to the area named the Executioner. I don't know much about him other than he wears a mask and he's from parts unknown.
Sounds like kind of a formidable guy.
Hey, you never know with guys that wear masks. And from parts unknown, that's always scary.
I believe Parts Unknown is in the southwest corner of Indiana, isn't it?
I've heard that. I've never been there or never seen those signs, but I've always heard that.
That's the rumor I've heard. I heard it's like a few miles outside of Evansville.
Very possible. I won't argue that.
Now, looking ahead also down the road, do you see maybe a line of merchandise for the new promotion? Because a lot of fans into the merchandise.
Yeah, we'll definitely be getting shirts, and hopefully we'll start filming on some shows and selling DVDs. And I mean, I plan on doing it all and doing it all right. And, you know, get as much stuff out there and advertisement and shirts and people for people. Yeah, I mean, we haven't sat down and said this is what we're going to do, but yeah, definitely we will. We're just taking it, like I said earlier, just one show at a time. As long as the fans keep showing, I'll keep showing, and we'll keep putting on good shows.
Well, it looks like we've been joined from someone else out your way. Do we have someone else with us?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big Country here.
How's it going, Clint?
Clint Poe, welcome to the show. We were just talking about you just moments ago.
All right, right. Looking forward to the show. It's going to be a good one.
Now, we were discussing, you and Tom have wrestled before, but never really main evented somewhere one-on-one. What do you think is going to happen on Saturday? You versus Tom Van Zandt, one-on-one, main event match, brand new company.
Well, he's a tricky. He's a tricky wrestler. He's we've got different styles. He's pretty dirty. I'm more of just in your face type of wrestler, and he's more of kind of dodge you and kind of keep you on your toes. So last time we wrestled, we still have a lot of tension from that match, and definitely bringing it over into All-Star Pro Wrestling's debut, and we'll be I'll be taking out my frustrations for sure on him.
Now, I mentioned this to Troy earlier in the show, but the last time I was in Shelbyville just a couple of months ago, I had people asking me if I knew Clint Poe, because that was the wrestler they knew in Shelbyville. They kind of associated you with wrestling. What's it like to have Shelbyville as a collective whole backing you early on in your career?
Well, it's a good feeling, because that's the key. You know, when you have the people behind you and you have the support of everybody in your town, you know, they're cheering me on like they're cheering on the Colts. You know, I'm the guy from Shelbyville that's, you know, they're cheering for, and they've been behind me, and they've supported me, and they all like what I do. When I get in the ring, you know, I do business, and they like what I do, and they tend to follow me. I Facebook, I've been getting stuff on Facebook. I just recently opened on Facebook, so I've been getting a lot of people coming on that, and a lot of supporters on that also, and it's nice to have the crowd behind you in your hometown, you know, just as much as anywhere else. I mean, their hometown, they just seem like they cheer a little bit louder.
Well, it looks like we have someone else joining us. We have the other person on with us.
Hey, what's going on?
Tom Van Zandt, welcome to the show.
Hey, let me get this right. I've been listening to the show, and let me get this right. Big Country is calling in. Is that right? Kind of say I'm dirty. I'm in your face. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. As you heard me right.
Yeah, is that right, Big Country? Is that right? Let me tell you something, son. I am the icon of Shelbyville, and I will always be the icon of this town. See, you can be this big, strong, young, upcoming super stud that you think you are. But let me tell you something, Mama's boy. You ain't nobody until I allow you to be a somebody. You understand what I'm telling you?
Let me tell you something right now. I am going to be pinning you on Saturday. It's a guarantee. Because I'm not. I got everybody behind me. I know that I'm going to throw you around like a little rag doll.
Oh, is that right?
You're nothing but a little puppet to me.
Is that right?
And that crowd out there is going to love to see me throw you around, and they're going to cheer for me because Shelbyville is behind Big Country.
Shelbyville is behind. Let me tell you something, son. I have been building this town, and not just me, my brother as well, has been building this town for, let me see here, let me do the math here. How old are you, Big Country? Let me see here. We've been in this almost longer than you've been alive, kid. So let me tell you something. You think you're going to throw around Tom Manzant like a rag doll? See, here's one thing you're seeming to forget. I'm not just your average wrestler. I'm not just your average, let me see here, local guy. No. See, here's the thing you seem to forget, Clint Poe. I am the American Psycho. You understand that? And when you get in a ring with me, there's not going to be no throwing around. There's not going to be tossing around. No. The only thing that's going to be happening, you're going to be staring up at those lights as I get the 1, 2, 3 at All-Star Pro. Let me tell you something else. See, I hear all these little people coming up to me saying, Big Country's been talking a lot of smack. Big Country's been talking a lot of smack. See, that's all you got going for you, kid, is smack. That's it. All talk, no show.
Yeah, I don't talk crap. I don't talk smack to anybody.
Oh, is that
right? People know I'm a quiet guy that just means business, strictly business.
Oh, is that right?
I don't go around talking smack to anybody. Everybody knows I'm the quiet guy in the locker room to myself because I'm always focused.
See, here's the problem.
You and the Van Zandts have built Shelbyville, and I'm not disagreeing with that. You've done a lot for this town, but you're also making it have a bad name, the American Psycho.
You're bringing
Shelbyville down, and I'm here to bring it back to its former glory.
Listen, when you were at home sucking your mama's tit, I've been busting my ass collecting titles, getting my name across. See, there is no easy street when you step in the ring with me, son. There is no easy street. See, there's only one street that we travel, and that is the Bad Street, because we are the sons of Bad Street. And you seem to forget, at Noah's Benefit Show, that's right, we were outside, it was a hot, nice summer day. And what happened? What happened, Clint?
All I remember happening is throwing you from one side of the ring to the other.
Is that right?
That's what happened. Everybody saw it.
Uh-huh.
You come to the ring like a man, but you come to the ring with 3 to 4 different people with you.
Oh, now here we go.
I bet.
Comes.
And that's the thing. I'm not scared one bit.
See, here's the thing. You don't have to be scared to get hurt, Clint Poe. And that's exactly what's going to happen to you. That's exactly what's going to happen to you. See, you seem to forget. You talk about throwing me around on no one's benefit show. See, once you tell the truth, once you tell everybody how you went home and cried to your mama about how you got your ass beat, yeah, okay, I'll give you props, son. You got the 1, 2, 3. You got it. Great. Woo-hoo! Victory! You know what? It doesn't matter because I proved my point. I proved my point. You thought you was going to come in and be this big, strong guy? No, you found out real quick what it was like to be in the ring with a real icon and the American Psycho.
Well, it's funny. You said it right there. You said that I got the 1, 2, 3. So I don't know why you think I'd be crying at home to my mom.
Yeah.
You said it right there. And that's what's going to happen this Saturday.
hey, you know what? Every dog has his day. And that was your day. And I'm man enough, I can admit that at any time, son. But come Saturday, it's my time.
You said it was your time, but you did say you started wrestling before I was even born, so I think you're past your time.
Oh, is that right? Let me tell you something, son. I'm just hitting my peak. I'm just hitting my prime. You got a lot of learning to do, and you sure in the hell got a lot of respect to learn.
Yeah, I respect guys in the business that's been here and done good for the business, but, you know, you go around, you run your mouth. You're giving Shelbyville a bad name. You're giving all these other wrestlers a bad name. You're walking down Bad Street. But
let me tell you, you know how many careers I have made, son? So don't tell me about destroying careers and making my town look bad. This town has supported me and my brother from day one, and they will always continue to support me and my brother. See, you're just another stepping stone. You're just another fluke. That's all you are, son. That's all you're ever going to be. See, as soon as you realize that, the better off you're going to be in life, and you might be successful going to something else like butchering a cow or a pig or something. See, that might be your new career. You might be working at a meat market, kind of like that old has-been Rocky Balboa used to on those TV shows. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what happens to Rocky. He wins the title. So anytime you want to go.
Yeah, I'm ready. It comes Saturday. We're going to see Balboa. We're going to see how strong you are. We're going to see how smart you think you are. Because I'm pretty positive you ain't as smart as you think you are. You ain't as big as you think you are. And you sure in the hell ain't as bad as you think you are.
Come Saturday, we'll find out.
Yep, come Saturday. Yep. You remember where it is, or are you mysterious the car going to break down? Is that how that's going
to
roll?
I'll just listen to the crowd chants. I'll just follow that. When they're chant Big Country, I'll just follow that, get to where I need to go.
Talking like a big man. You're going to go home like one of those little backyard boys with grass stains on their knees, crying and boo-hooing.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see how it goes Saturday. We'll get the people shovel out there, get them down to the All-Star Pro Wrestling, and we'll see. Let them decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will see. You're absolutely right, because the time is running down. It is now the countdown. The countdown to All-Star Pro. It is the countdown for Clint Poe and the American Psycho to throw it down.
It's time come. Time has come.
So you better come prepared. You better hit that gym. You better work on that diet, big boy. Because I'm going to run you around that ring, ragged.
Gentlemen, we have yet another caller on the line. So who do we also have now?
This is Matt from Fishers. What's happening?
Hey,
Matt,
how's it going?
Fishers.
What's up, Matt? How you doing, buddy?
Everything's great. What's up, Clint? What's up?
How's it going, man?
Hey, man, who are you wrestling this? Tom Van Zandt, is that cat who looks like Stevie Wonder did the dye job on his hair?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah, that's that dude. That's that dude who fell flat on his face from the second row over there in Shelbyville. That's that cat, right?
You know, Matt from Fishers, I think you're right again.
Oh, this dude doesn't even know he's getting in the ring with a vanilla gorilla. That's right, Matt, you are. You look like somebody sheathed a gorilla in human skin. 275 pounds of blue twisted steel. Van Zandt, you don't have a chance, my man.
Let me tell you something, man. It's easy to sit on the phone. Let me tell you something, punk. It's easy to sit on the phone and act like a big man. Act like you know the business. See, that's why you pay your money to sit out in the crowd. That's why
you
sit out in the crowd and pay your money, punk.
Get in line for your beating. He's going to tune you like a cheap piano.
Let me tell you, how about this? How about this?
Don't want nothing to do with this Van Zandt.
How about this, punk? How about after I whip Clint Poe, how about you climb your ass up in that ring? We'll see how fast you get your ass
whip
whipped.
Clint Poe, you couldn't take Clint Poe down if you two were in a phone booth, fool. You don't have a chance.
Hey, man.
You don't have a chance, bro. Is that right? We're going to find out
get
some
in line
Saturday.
For your beating. Get in
We're
line
find out.
For your beating.
It's funny.
He's going to go through you, your dye hair, your skinny jeans, got Caitlyn Jenner in your corner. He's going to go through you like grass through a goose, cuz. You don't
hey,
have Clint, any chance, my man.
Is this how it is? Is this your little lap dog right here? Is that what it is? You got to have your little lap dogs to call
Listen,
in and
you
build
know
your
that.
Height. See, well,
hey,
you
man,
got people calling in trying to stroke your ego and build your height. See, I don't need people to do that for me. I've got to achieve
no hype.
My goals. That's right, because you have
your,
no hype.
Who let your dirty
you have
ass
no hype.
If it's all star wrestling, bro? Doesn't make any
yep,
sense.
Bro.
Star,
yeah, bro.
Star. You were talking
yep.
earlier about all the careers you made. Why don't you work on making your own, cuz? You don't have a chance, my man. You're going
right?
to get tuned like a cheap piano. You had better
mm-hmm.
bring a bat and a lunch, because it's going to be a long day for you, son.
It ain't going to be no kind of day besides
it's
a victorious
good thing
day.
This is going on in the church. Somebody will be there to give you last rites. Right there, Jack. You are going
mm-hmm.
down, my man.
Like
you
I
don't
said.
Have a chance.
Like I just said, Lapdog, when I get done whipping his ass, how about you climb up in this ring, and we'll see how long you last against American Psycho.
American Psycho? You going against the last American male, my man.
The last American male? What is he, a gay stripper?
That's right.
Is that
right.
the connection you have? Now the truth
a
comes
gay
out.
Gay stripper? You
I found out you've exposed yourself. Clint Poe's little boyfriend has called in to back him up, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Clint Poe's boyfriend has now exposed everything about Clint Poe. You ain't no man, and I knew it all along. You ain't no man. Your little boyfriend just called in to sum that up.
Yeah, I told you, there's fans everywhere. Shelbyville, and obviously Fisher's now. So I'm just getting bigger and bigger.
North side, south side, all sides. You don't have a chance, man, Sam.
Well, how about this? How about you bring the east side, the west side, the north side, the south side? You bring them all down to Shelbyville. That way you all can go home losers, just like Clint Poe's going to go home. One big loser. I can't believe you had your boyfriend call in on the show. That's priceless.
Fans nice. Everywhere. Fans everywhere. That's
yeah.
you know, that's
it's like
you
got a
you
lot
know,
of boyfriends
like
everywhere,
about.
Clint Poe. It's
we're
like you got a lot of boyfriends
it.
Everywhere. That's what it sounds like. You got a lot of boyfriends out there. That's all right. It's cool, man. You take all the boyfriends you want, because that just leaves more women for me, Daddy. You know what I'm saying? No way. You don't know what I'm saying, because you definitely ain't into the ladies.
I said, this Saturday. I said, even Matt from Fisher's knows what's going on.
Are you starting to get angry, Clint Poe? Big Country?
Everybody.
Hey, tell your boyfriend to do what he does and put something in his mouth and shut it. So let me get this right. Are you getting aggravated, Clint Poe? Are you feeling that anger
That's
starting
all
to feel
you
it up in your body?
That's
are you starting to feel that
with?
Anger?
It's some gay stuff. That's
are you starting
man.
To feel some anger?
I mean, the
what
hair.
Is guy
you got nothing
talking?
Original to say?
The Van Zandt haircut, I mean.
Oh, now we see. That's what I'm saying. You gotta try to take little cheap cracks like that because you can't fess up. What
I mean,
just asked
I mean,
you.
Why, just,
I just
I'm
asked
just
you. You're scared, Clint Poe. The truth is out. You were scared. You
I'm
were
not
scared.
I'm not scared. I'm
you
not
were
scared,
scared
of you.
You
I'm
are
not scared
exposing
of any of your
it right now. You have been exposed all the way around. And come Saturday, the talking stops, son. It stops.
That's
and
right, Saturday.
Chance, and by chance, Clint Poe, listen to me, son, and tell your boyfriend to shut up. By chance, you may get that win. By chance, you may get that win, Clint Poe. But I promise you one thing. Matter of fact, I swear to it. You're going to know who you was in the ring with. And I promise you that, because you're never going to forget it, and you're always going to feel it. And from that, nope, American Psycho is out of here. Bye-bye. Hey, see you, Clint's boyfriend. Hope I'll see you there. Sandy, bring all your other boyfriends, too. You know, we don't discriminate.
Hey,
that's right. Peace out.
There. You're going down. Fishers is going to represent. All right, Clint, you go get him, man.
Thanks, Matt from Fishers. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Later.
Well, Clint Poe, you got fans from all over the region coming to Shelbyville to see you and Tom Van Zandt, apparently.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm starting to get out there a little bit. I think maybe Facebook's probably helped out some, and looking forward to it. Like I said, it's Saturday. I'm gonna throw him back to Bad Street.
Well, Troy Van Zandt, your brother might be in a little bit of trouble. It sounds like Clint Poe's got the people.
Well, now you see why I booked the match.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of tension. We've got a lot of tension between us.
I sense a lot of tension going on here. So
ever since I started in the business, you know, he's been around and he's always been dirty, and that's not how I am. You know, that's not wrestling. He can't beat me face-to-face, dirty, either way. He's not going to beat me on Saturday. He's not going to beat me any day.
Well, Troy, it sounds like Clint Poe already drawing people from all over the region right now. So, wise choice in your main event.
Hey, I got a mind for the business. What can I say?
Well, Clint, it sounds like there is some tension between you and Tom Van Zandt.
Yeah.
But he's been around, like you said, a lot longer than you. He's got a lot of tricks he can pull. I've seen a lot of Tom Van Zandt matches in my day. I've seen him win in a lot of different ways. Are you a little bit worried that he's got so much of an experience factor?
Well, I've seen his matches. I've seen how he operates. I've seen, you know, he's very smooth with, you know, things he does. He's like a magician, you know. He's trying to get you over here while he's doing something over here, and that's why he's always got a crowd with him to the ring. You know, they're always trying to draw me or draw anybody he's wrestling away so he can come in and get it. And that's the thing that I'm training for the most. You know, I don't, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I'm new to the business. So I'm trying to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen to people. Cause I mean, he knows how to play dirty, and that's what I'm going to focus on. And I'm just going to go straight for him, but keep my head and my eyes open and be prepared for him. You know,
I will say this, that me and Clint had our battles, and I'll give you a little tad advice. Maybe I shouldn't, but me and Tom are two totally different people in the ring, so just keep that in mind. It sounds like you kind of got him pegged, you know what it's up, but wrestling him and wrestling me is definitely two different.
Yeah,
keep that in mind.
You can definitely tell, you know, the difference, you know, from the, you know, the tapes I've watched and this and that of, you know, your styles, you know, and I appreciate it, but, you know, I'm just gonna stick to my game plan, and he's a lot different than I am, you know, he does a lot of talking. I'm not a talker. You know, when I get in that ring, I mean business, and he's gonna try to talk his way out of, you know, certain situations, and you know, I'm gonna do my best just to throw him around and just make sure I get that pin.
Well, it looks like someone else has rejoined us. We have the caller back.
Hey, am I back on the air? Is that right? Am I back on the air?
You're back.
Oh, yeah, I'm back. Is Clint Poe still on here? I'm pretty sure he is on here still whining and crying and talking about how he's going to be victorious. You know, a lot of people don't get under my skin as easy, Clint. But you seem to really, really be like that little nasty bug, man, that just gets under that skin and irritates it. And you know, I don't know if I could even wait till Saturday, to be quite honest with you, man.
Anytime you want to go.
Man, you know,
anywhere, anytime, I'll be there.
You know, anybody that knows me knows that I can throw down. Not just in the ring, but outside that ring, you know. And, You know, it's kind of funny because I kind of know where you hang out. I kind of know where a lot of things are that you go. And I kind of been studying you too, Clint. See, I've been keeping my eye on you. See, I got people around me too that tells me a lot of things. And you never know what's going to happen, man. You might be out with your little boyfriend walking out somewhere. And bam, just like that, I might be on you. You might be walking out of Walmart. You might be walking out of a gas station. You don't know. You know, I don't think I'm going to be able to wait till Saturday. I really don't. And that's a huge problem, man, because I've been trying to be cool, you know, and be level-headed with your kid and let you have your little fame on the little talk show here with one of the greatest guys I know that runs one of the best talk shows that I know, Sign Guy. But, Clint,
I'm ready whenever you are. Anytime, anywhere. Where you at?
You might, you know, I might just happen to accidentally follow you up to Fisher's to your little boyfriend's house and whip both of you at the same time. You know, that's the thing that you don't realize, Clint, is I have the American Psycho name for a reason. For a reason. That's just not a gimmick. No, see. Gimmicks is what you're trying to live on. See, this is me, real life, every day. And you're going to get a real life ass-whooping come Saturday. And I can promise you that.
You think the big country's a gimmick? Big country's not a gimmick. Big country's the way I live.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Let's see, here's the thing, kid. You don't know how to get mad. You don't know how to get angry. See, you just all lay back thinking you're Mr. Cool Guy. You know, just trying to protect yourself, talk your big words. No. See, that's the difference between me and you, Clint. Well, that's a huge difference between me and you, Clint. Huge difference. See, I can talk with the best of them, but I can guarantee it, I can whoop every single one of them, including you, Clint. See, I'm going to be outside your window right now, man. That's the thing about cell phones. You never know where you can travel to talk on the phone. So you don't know what's going to happen, Clint, so you better watch over your shoulder.
You're too scared to come out in the country.
Let me tell you something,
sir. Scared to come out in these
woods.
I'm
from the country. See, that's the thing. So you think you're the only one from the country, and I'm some kind of high-class city boy from Shelbyville. No. See, that's where you don't do your studying. That's where you're young. That's where you're stupid. See, you don't check up on people's history. See, if you realize, we grew up in the country. We grew up as country folks. And you claim you a big country, you from the country, then you know damn well what I'm talking about, son. See, you ain't the only one that thinks he can fight. And I'm telling you, Clint, you better watch over your back, son.
We can go out here. We can go on Bass Street. We can go at Walmart. Wherever you want to go, I'll be there.
See, that's the wrong turn you don't want to make. You never want to travel down the Bad Street. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. So it could be in Waldron. It could be in Morristown. It could be at a meat market. It could be at your mama's front door. It doesn't matter. It don't matter, Clip, because I'm telling you, I'm trying to get my thoughts together now. I'm trying to pull together. I'm trying to calm down because I really don't want to freak out because, man, bad things happen to good people when that happens. So...
You know, come Saturday, if not sooner, if you try to do anything to me, I promise you I'm going to hurt you.
Are you getting angry, Clint?
I'm going to hurt
anybody. Are you getting angry, Big Country?
I'm going to hurt
anybody
that you try to get on me.
Is your big corn-fed eye starting to twitch a little bit? Are you starting to get angry?
Huh?
Am I getting under skin? No. See,
Big Country's always calm. Cool.
That's the difference between me and you. That's a huge difference between me and you, kid. Huge difference. See, I stay angry. I'm mad a lot. But you know what? Right now, I'm not angry. I am pissed off.
You know why?
You
would like me.
You're not
going
to make it. You are not going to make it. I promise you, and I promise to everybody else and to your little boyfriend and Fishers, you will not make it to the show Saturday. You will not be there. You will not be there.
I can guarantee to everybody that's listening in, I can guarantee to any fans in Shelbyville, fans in Fishers, Greenwood, I will be at the show on Saturday.
You ain't going to be there. Don't plan on it. Just plan on this, Clint. I'm going to get you, Clint.
just keep thinking that. You're in bed, cuddled up to Matt from Fisher's with the blanket covered up over your nose with your eyes barely peeking around, wondering, where's he at? Where's he at? Where's he at? When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? So you don't know when it's going to happen, Clint. You never know. And with that, I'll let you wonder your thoughts. I'll let you pull everything inside and think about what you're getting yourself into, because you're not going to get out of it.
It's going to happen. Anytime, anywhere. I'm ready.
Well, we got just a few moments left in the show, so Troy Van Zandt, I'm going to give that time to you. If there's anything you'd like to say to the people listening, make sure you get all the information out on this show for Saturday, and the floor is all yours.
First, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors. It's Carefree Spas, Don's Pizza and Pasta in the Chaparral, Joe's. Doors open at 6, bell time at 7, 629 Southwest Street, Shelbyville, Indiana. You already heard the big main event, and there's going to be a lot of action that night. So I hope everybody comes out and helps me raise a lot of money for this church.
All right. Well, Troy, thank you very much for taking the time to be on tonight. Thanks to Clint Poe, Tom Van Zandt, Matt from Fishers for all calling in. And Troy, hope you have a sold-out event, nobody gets hurt, and you do a lot of good for the community.
Hey, thank you for having me on, Tiger. I always appreciate you, man.
Anytime. Well, fans, get out there Saturday night, Shelbyville, Indiana, the West Street United Methodist Church. Should be an outstanding night. If you've not seen Clint Poe yet, definitely check him out. Very large, very strong individual. Going to be making a name for himself. Tom Van Zandt, always worth the price of intermission. In the main event with Clint Poe, should be fantastic. Lots of outstanding talent booked for Saturday in Shelbyville. So get out there, support what they're doing. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon, normal time. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.